apologetics. Take a Bible class. If you want it, plain advice, I can give it, but it's in a parody, so it make it laughs. Did I hear you say that I must be a quack? Will you walk away from the truth if it's funny? If you want it, lyrics with college credits, then you better hurry up and go to class. If you want it, lyrics with homiletics, baby, you might have that. If you want it, edified, I can dig it, then you needn't worry, cause we'll stay on track. Did my lyrics stray from the trusty old path? Will you walk away from the truth if it's funny? Sorry. If you want it serious apologetics, then you better hurry up and go to class. You better hurry up and go to class.
Welcome to Apologetics with an X, with the original name in our script today. Jerry Q here, along with my friend Jay, the lyricist and lead singer for that Christian parody band, Apologetics. So, Jay, I'll let you sub for Alexa today. How do you spell apologetics?
R-O-L-A-I-D. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a 70s joke there. we spell it with an X. This show is spelled with an X. But these theologians think they know so much, and they insist on spelling it with a C-S at the end, as in C.S. Lewis. And yes, that is the original word we took it from, apologetics, A-P-O-L-O-G-E-T-I-C-S. That's the way dictionaries insist on spelling it. We stuck an X on it when we started the band almost 30 years ago because we just thought it made it look more rock and roll-y. And the word it comes from a Greek word that is mentioned about seven times in the Bible, and the scripture verse that best associates with it is 1 Peter 3:15. It says that we should sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, but always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, but do this with gentleness and respect. And the word answer that there is, or some say give a defense. And the word apologetics means a defense of the faith, defense of the Christian faith. And so we thought it'd be funny to do a little humorous take on that. Because, you know, apologetics is serious stuff, okay? But just because something's something's funny doesn't mean it isn't true. So we just thought we'd work all that into a song. And so the song we just played is spelled apologetics with a C-S, as in serious apologetics, but the band is spelled with an X. And some of the other songs we're going to do next, I'm going to try not to take so much time to introduce. The first one is called Temple Physician, the parody of Pinball Wizard, the Elton John version from the mid-70s. After that, we have the Joe Jackson, no relation, parody of, it's called Stressing Out. His song was called Stepping Out. Ours is about Moses and the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. After that, we have Dave Clark 5, Glad All Over, or it's called Glad It's Over. And finally, the Grand Funk song, which actually was a cover version of another band, and it originally was called Some Kind of Wonderful. Not to be confused with the Drifters song, Some Kind of Wonderful, which is a different song. Ours is called Some Signs and Wonders Follow.
Oh,
blind came, Lord, just heal them all. This man's got an attitude, he's not part of the regime. Healing all the lepers, although they're unclean. He's breaking men's traditions that didn't count at all. The deaf, dumb, and blind came, Lord, just heal them.
Yeah. tides have covered up the land, subside, even fish it seems go hide, look it's dry, surprise.
Thank you.
Apologetics for the Next. I'm so glad to have you listening out there. Thank you all to the radio stations and streamers who are keeping the show alive. And remember, you can get our show on demand at our flagship station site, which is angel95fm.com. There's practically no way of escaping us, Jay, but should they like to have some of the songs that's even more on demand on something like a CD or a download, how might they do that?
Well, there's all kinds of ways they could do it. The key thing is remember the name of the show that Jerry ingeniously titled 2 years ago already, and it's called Apologetics with an X. So make sure you spell the name right, as they say. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Amazon MP3. You can go to Google Play. You can go to Pandora, Spotify, YouTube. Just make sure you spell the name right. You can go to our website, too, which is apologetics.com, Apologetics with an X. You can get songs there. You can get downloads for donations. So you name your price. It's not the same as Priceline. You can just donate and get as many songs as you want. You can also buy CDs there, too, if you prefer the actual hard copies of the CDs. But you can get downloads there. We don't care how you do it. We're just glad to get the music out there. God always provides. And some songs that we're going to play next that you can get in all those places I just mentioned. First is a parody of Steve Winwood's song, Roll With It, number one hit for 4 weeks in the summer of 1988. Ours is called Go Witness. After that, we have Greg Kinn's number two hit from the spring of 1983, Jeopardy. Ours is called Bethany, dealing with Lazarus. Martha is talking to him, Martha, Lazarus' sister. After that, we have Your Money Don't Last, and that's a parody of Longas and Messina, Your Mama Don't Dance. And finally, we have a parody of Bob Seger's number four hit from the spring of 1978, Still the Same. Ours is called Still His Name.
Thank you. your friend needed you, but you could not be found. It's sad but true. We'll be right back.
find the place to start. The wealthy dude and Lazarus, who you know live life apart. The rich man had the food and the drink and lived with ease. It was nice till he died, but then the guy said,
I was hot down here.
Ooh-wee, they're coming with heat for folks who agreed. And it's all because your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. The reaper comes around and it's time to go on the ground. Where will it go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know.
Ways the best. He's big and good. Hope that's gotten through your heads. Every time any person mentions God, you would think that then they'd want to be careful as they talk. Proverbs said that God's own name is proven strong. But Exodus condemns it when his name's used wrong. You can't just swear an oath in his name you would break. And oh my gosh, for goodness sake, you know the stuff you shouldn't spake. Often it's used just in vain. Though his name's defamed, no one's stronger than Yahweh. For the longest time, the Lord in love has let you slide.
Well, we hope you're loving the tunes we bring to you each week here on Apologetics with an X. You know, the guys in the band work really hard to make the songs sound like the originals with that Christian lyric twist. Jay, run us through the process. You start by picking out a song from the past 60 years plus, and what happens next to the finish?
I put in this little device that we built many years ago, Jerry, and it just comes out as a polished thing. Actually, it happens different ways. Sometimes we do pick a song and we start from there. Sometimes we pick a topic and we start from there. And sometimes we're finding our own business and God just sticks an idea into our head from out of nowhere. All three of them require inspiration from God and perspiration on our part, and a lot of preparation. Oh, wow. I got another one there. Preparation as far as just reading the Bible. As we're recording this today, Jerry, this is the 32nd anniversary, the day I became a born-again Christian. And so I started reading the Bible about the right about then, started in Genesis, worked my way through Revelation, and liked it so much I read it again and again and again and again. And I don't think I've missed a day since then. And that's not to boast, because I need it. I need to read it every day. And it's the only book I ever found that gets better every time you read it. And that's where we get the inspiration. So I was reading that stuff all the time. But even then, like you said, how do you get these ideas for a song? You got to go back, and then we got to, you got to research them and say, all right, I want to brush up on this. Let's read the commentaries. Let's break this out. And we just have some really wonderful musicians who put this together, a wonderful sound engineer, Jimmy Vegas Tanner, who's also our drummer, and a wonderful mixer, Wayne Bartley, who mixes all this stuff. And they come up with songs like you're about to hear on this next set, including Little Youth Group, a parody of Little Deuce Coupe by the Beach Boys, Romans 1:20, a parody of Jackson Browne's Running on Empty, Midlife Confession, a parody of Midnight Confession by the Grassroots, Do You Know What I Dreamed, a parody of Lee Michaels' big top 10 hit, Do You Know What I Mean, and Jefferson Starship's Jane, redone as Jane.
Thank you. show. People seek some reason to believe.
I don't know just how anyone can see.
If they ain't got sight, that would seem alright.
What other senses besides inform our beliefs? Looking out back in Romans chapter 1, if you will, I could determine who told me the truth. Looking into their writings, I see there's nothing new. Come along,
Romans 1:20.
Come along,
come and find
Romans 1:21.
Come and study the lines.
What they do is really tempting. So fine. They love to sniff around, but they're dumb and they're blind. Come along.
You know I don't even know how to open their minds.
Come and find
Romans 1:21.
Come and study the lines.
Midlife confession. when I'm telling the world that I trust you.
It's my midlife confession, Matthew 10:33 and 10:32. Na 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 na.
Slow to turn around and let you go. Then he said, you better watch your step, or you're gonna get cussed yourself. Some of those who dwell here might push it down the slide. Don't you be like that. Don't you be like that. What did I tell you, baby? Don't you be like that. Don't you be like that. Don't you be like that. Those can't last disobey me. Don't you be like that. Listen, people, can't you see? Despise, even human sacrifice. And you know you better watch your step, or you're gonna get burned yourself. Someone's gonna sell you lies once they find your prize. Don't you be like that. Don't you be like that. What did I tell you, baby? Don't. Don't you be like that. Don't you be like that. Killing our deeds are crazy. Don't you be like that. God doesn't pass bad laws. Deuteronomy 18:15.
Well, we've got time for one more song, Jay, in our time machine. What'll it be to close out the show?
Goodness gracious, Great Tongues of Fire, a parody of Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
You shook the church as we sat and were praying. Your rushing wind had the man in flames. You showed your will and got us filled with goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire. They laugh at us cause we're talking real funny. They say we've all been boozing, honey. I drank the wine, it was a sign. Goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire. This is crazy. Jehovah explains it. Well, the one who prophesied that understood will find those lines in Joshua 28 and 29. You soothe my nerves and then you freed up my tongue. I'm feeling fervent, but I sure ain't drunk. I'm not crazy, but Christ has saved me. Goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire. The brotherhood, your signs show it's time. God tells this world you're divine, divine. How can I fail with your word on my tongue? We're unlearned, but we sure ain't dumb. I'm not crazy, but Christ is saving. Goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.